Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
What are you doing?
One man show.
Commissioner Mifflin.
Here.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Excused.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Commissioner Bennett.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler.
Here. Please rise during the pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I was wondering why I was feeling a little bit punchy, but then I realized I spent most of the day with the engineering staff today, so
that's enough to make
it. Yeah, straighten them out.
I just keep point A to point B and back and forth. You have before you the minutes of Thursday, December 20th, 2012. Is there any discussion? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
I have to abstain. I wasn't there.
Okay. Four ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Public hearings, business items. Item A, City of Franklin. Mr. Deedle.
This is forwarded from the engineering department, which in turn was forwarded from the common council meeting last month, this is a determination of necessity for the public acquisition of a public right-of-way pursuant to state statutes. Before the common council can make a final decision on that matter, they have to give the planning commission an opportunity to review and comment on it. This includes portions of two roads, both Marquette and Evergreen Court, and the city engineer has a more detailed explanation of what's going on. Mm-hmm.
The city engineer, Mr.
Yeah,
Bennett.
Mr. Mayor, the council has placed in the budget for 2013 the extension of Marquette Avenue from 49th Street to the west line of President School to provide a second access. This has been under discussion for many years, and the council has provided funds. This is going to be what we call more of an interim road. Ultimately, we have planned, it's on our comprehensive master plan, Collector Street, because that's a major bus route to the school. But at this time, we're just making the connection to 49th Street, not all the way to 51st Street, because that would require more cost and acquire more property. So we need to acquire two parcels. And to give you kind of an orientation where they're at, this is Marquette Avenue. We have a small little triangular parcel. So we're going to bend the road around and go south of a tree line. It's a rather substantial tree line. This isn't all trash trees. Sometimes take roads that are things for trash trees. But in this case, these are substantial trees. So at this time, we plan to go around it and then connect up to 49th Street. The parcel to the south, the Patricus farm, both the Patricuses have passed away a few years ago. Their heirs have inherited the property, so we have the heirs to deal with. Both the Patricuses are gone. The house here is vacant. I don't know if it's even livable, but it's vacant at this time. So we need to acquire most of the land because we're putting it primarily on the Patricus property and just a little corner to match in. Secondly, on Patricus property, a number of years ago, the city purchased what we were calling Pleasant View Park because it's immediately south of Pleasant View School. They bought that with state funds. I think we matched. I'm not exactly sure the details. But anyway, the city purchased this land, and it actually is landlocked. We do not have access to that parcel except through the MMSB parcel that was given to the city, so we actually own the MMSB parcel, the conservation easement on it. So what we do on that is regulated by the conservation easement. But there is no vehicular access, and part of the conservation easement says there will be no vehicular access. way we can get people access to this park. So the intent would be is to extend Evergreen Street on through. We need to curb it up because there's a little piece of wetland. I did walk this with Don Reed from Tupac, and he wants us to miss this little piece of wetland here. So we can curb this up and miss the wetland. And this is all on the Patricia's property. The area right in here is floodland. There's a little bit of wetland, and there's a kind of a wetland that runs almost down the middle of the Patricia's property, which really is going to make that somewhat difficult to develop. So that's kind of the locations of the three parcels. First, the Marquette extension. And again, that's coming from two parcels. The big parcel, I can't see it here. The Trigger's property is this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Move it down.
This piece here.
Yep.
Well, so actually, it's two parcels. That's why I was like. So that's one big parcel, excluding this home. And the portion we're acquiring. We already have a reservation for a portion here, so it makes it a little bit less what we need to acquire. So the area to the south of the climb, I'll show you more details. If you have these, you can follow. Again, this is the parcel we're going to acquire. The road is going to curve around. That's why we need this little triangle over here. Curve around and then bend around into 49th Street. Again, it's going to be an interim street, pretty much like the other streets in that subdivision. But it will be a street that will last for many years. If the situation doesn't come about, we go with us. But we see someday in the future that a 40-foot wide street would be built out to 51st Street, the same width street that's currently in Pleasant Street School right now. So this will provide that. And we are acquiring enough right-of-way to be able to sometime in the future put a sidewalk here. But surely if we get a sidewalk from 51st Street to 49th Street, we'll want to continue that to the school. But right now, if we put a sidewalk in, it really goes no place but kind of dead ends into 49th Street. So our recommendation is not to the sidewalk.
So we could make room for it, but your recommendation is not to put the sidewalk.
Right, we're making room for it, but we don't want to have to go out and buy a little strip in the future for a sidewalk. That's parcel one. Next one is parcel two. It really comes off the same. In the same area, but here's the parcel we just talked about. It's just a little triangular corner off of this parcel. Doesn't affect this parcel too much. And a little bit more detail on that. This is the little corner we need to purchase and acquire, and then the road will bend around and go on this side. People ought to be pretty happy because the road will be pretty well screened. So that's Marquette Avenue, and again, I believe this all started maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, not exactly sure of the time, when Pleasant View, when the school district requested a second access, because we only have a one-point access on 46th Street, and concern is that if there would be a fire or something happening Pleasant View, that could get all jammed up and maybe even difficult for emergency services to get in. So this would then give a second access to the school. Now we switch down to Evergreen Street. Here's the Patricia's parcel. That's two pieces. This piece is really an L-shaped parcel with two portions to it. So in this case, we cut through the parcel. There's a little bit to the north to go around the wetland here. All of this area here is floodplain, not really developable. We do see the possibility in the future of some lots coming off this, and there may be a couple ways to handle that. We could work with the property owner if they'd be willing to work with us, or there's even a possibility the city could assess the roadway cost to the property owner and recover the cost of the improvements, which would benefit the property owner. That decision would have to be made in the future by the common council. We haven't really had any direction whatsoever on that, except there's a couple ways to handle that. And to show this road, now Evergreen has a sidewalk on the north side, so we would consider extending that sidewalk up to Pleasant View Park. And as you know, we're working on the Victory Creek Trail right now, and this would then be able to be connected to the Victory Creek Trail. And that the Victory Creek Trail goes from Bridge Street, where it ends, up to basically to the other side of Marquette Avenue, the east side of Marquette Avenue, just on the east side of Pleasant View School. So people will be able to walk from the area of that Victory Creek and adjoining areas. The area to the south of that is called the area that is developed to the south of that.
Crooked Creek.
So those people that want to get up to the park or looking to school would be able to walk. There's a little bridge that looks a pretty sturdy bridge. That's an agricultural bridge. And we have been put on the agenda as soon as we hear that we have a formal accepted grant to have an engineering study done, a structural study done, to determine the load capacity of that bridge. Certainly it will carry pedestrians. The question is, maybe we could have it carry maybe up to a 3-ton load bin or whatever, so police, fire, and plow the trail with a pickup truck. So that's all we're going to have to determine. But anyway, that relates to this, and that would all be connected together. Well, this would be connected to the west line of Pleasant View School, but then it would be easy to interconnect between Pleasant View. And the proposed Victory Creek Walk would be on the east line of Pleasant View, so it would be rather easy to construct the trail.
But eventually it would go to the east, right?
Yeah, to 35th Street. Yeah. I don't know if we'd ever cross the east bank of the Loup River again, but there's no bridge, and to build a new bridge would be quite a feat.
MMSD just received from the Conservancy Group the 17-acre parcel
from
the church, and that gets us all the way up to, I do believe, 37th or 38th Street. The park's plan shows us jumping the creek towards the land that is presently owned by Northwestern Mutual. But that will then get us to 35th Street. If somebody wants to bike that, you'll be able to bike all the way from 27th Street all the way down to 51st Street, which is going to be one heck of a nice bike ride.
And the question might be, why is this before the Planning Commission? In acquiring land, the state statutes require that this go before the Board of Public Works, and went through the Board of Public Works on Tuesday, because the statutes say they shall review the legal description of the property. While we drew up the legal description, the Board of Public Works did review and approve it. And the other thing is, the Planning Commission needs to make a recommendation to the council of whether they feel this is needed for determination of necessity. And that's what the thing was given to. So the Planning Commission do a recommendation before the council takes action. Now, while at least the staff recommendation is we follow the state procedure to acquire land, it means basically we start out with negotiating the price, and it failed at that level, but as it goes back in the council, I'm making sure that we want to go beyond just negotiation. Well, we would make an appraisal, and I do have before the council on Tuesday night, an agreement with single source, to do a full parcels, but there's three acquisitions that we would be having. They would do an appraisal, and they would do the negotiations for us, and the property owner then has the right to have another appraisal done at the cost of the city. And what we have done in the past, and what I do have in the council action, that if they waive the right of doing the second appraisal, we will pay them $2,000 for that pretty much for the appraisal cost. So we'd rather give the money to the property owner than have them hire another appraisal to spend the money if they're somewhat satisfied with the first appraisal. So, we really don't have anything to say about what the value is. That's determined independently by an appraiser. You feel reasonably comfortable with single source, because if you have somebody make an extremely high evaluation, that's not good for the city because it's difficult to negotiate. Or if they lowball it and make it real cheap, that's not good for the city either. So we really want a very fair appraisal. And hopefully the second appraisal will come in close to that, and we'll be able to negotiate the price. And the acquisitions are 51st Street from Drexel to Rawson by Northwestern Mutual. We were able to acquire all those without going to the jurisdictional offices by negotiation. All the acquisitions on Oakwood Road, which was done for the widening of that, again, we were able to do just by negotiating with the property owner, doing the second appraisal. And if they do a second appraisal and they basically can show why our appraiser missed something, then we bring the appraisal back to the council in closed session for the council to award make an offer to the property owner. So the council makes that. They have a second appraisal. We have our appraiser look at it, comment on it. That goes back to the council, and then they can revise the offer if they feel that there was something brought up in the second appraisal that wasn't considered by that. Then if their council decides they want to do a taking, then they do what's called a jurisdictional offer.
So the first part is a set of negotiations that's structured with an outside vendor, like single source.
And the whole thing, I think, with the state statutes is, while we want to be fair to the city, we don't want to take advantage of a property. The first thing we do is give them their rights. There's a pamphlet that the state publishes, which is the rights under eminent domain. And we give that to them so they know exactly what their rights are. The law is to protect the municipality and the property owner. So, while this isn't a really cheap process, these appraisals, I think our appraisal is $1,600 or $1,700, but they're able to do three of them together, so there's some efficiency in that. And then our negotiation cost is $1,000.
So hypothetically, let's say one of the landowners chooses not to voluntarily agree to something. It would be at that point that you bring it back to maybe the council, and then the council would have to make a determination as to whether they want to invoke eminent domain.
Right, and we do everything at the direction of the council. The first offering price is at the direction of the council. We do that in closed session, so the person hears it from the negotiator and not reading the paper. But yeah, everything is controlled by the council. We do exactly what the council determines they want to do. And that's, we did that. We did 37 easements on the line of the interceptor that way, and all but five we were able to negotiate. So I think these people are, that's what they do for a living. And I would not be a good negotiator. I would do some cool way. But these guys really know how to do it.
Okay.
So recommend, if you feel this is necessary, then you would vote aye. If you feel this extension is not needed, then probably vote no.
Hey, this is city attorney.
Actually, the addition to recommending the proposed resolution on determining necessity for the common council to task before the planning commission is to approve the location and extension.
I have a proposed motion That would be a motion to approve the extension of West Marquette Avenue from South 49th Street to a point 470 feet east of South 49th Street, and the extension of West Evergreen Street from a point 800 feet east of South 51st Street to a point 1,340 feet east of South 51st Street, pursuant to the right-of-way plat presented to the Commission on January 17, 2013, and to recommend approval of a resolution determining the necessity of the public acquisition of the property for the right-of-way plat for the extension of West Marquette Avenue from South 49th Street to a point 470 feet east of South 49th Street, and for the extension of West Evergreen Street from a point 800 feet east of South 51st Street to a point of 1,340 feet east of South 51st Street. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. Any further discussion on the motion?
I'd like to add to the motion to reflect the motion of the Common Council. Just because I'm afraid, because the two of these acquisitions are wrapped together, there was a clause in the motion that I think is important, and that is the understanding that the school access take priority over park access. If there's some problem, if there's a problem in acquisition with the park access road, it doesn't eliminate the school access road.
Okay. Do you mind taking that up as an amendment to the motion?
Sure.
Okay. Well, then, why don't you put that forward as an amendment, and I'll see if we got a second for it.
I'd like to request an amendment to the effect of the Marquette school access take priority over the Evergreen Park access acquisition, if need be.
Sure.
If need be.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Maybe just a point of order.
Let's see if there's a second. Is there a second to the amendment?
I'll second.
Okay. Under discussion, Mr. Bell.
Yeah, I wonder if that should be a separate motion. That's the city here, because we're in the legal things on the acquisition. Is that something?
City attorney?
Actually, what I was thinking was a priority.
I would withdraw the amendment if it's not needed to reinforce. If it's already there, then
withdraw the second.
Withdraw second.
All right. All right. We have the main motion on the floor. Everybody understand the motion? So, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes. 4 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. What's the next order of business? Complete streets. And before you go any further, Complete Streets, I had asked Mr. Fowler to kind of stay on the side in case I had some issues for him with water and things. And just based on what has recently transpired with some actions at the PSC recently, I think that I can spare you to go back on the Connectivity Committee if you would be welcome to do so.
But,
that's a different issue that's in front of us. So.
Okay. If John will have me, I would come back.
John, you're up.
Well, that's a check mark I can put right here. And I have another name I'll submit to you this week that I found, and that'll give us back our quorum.
Like tomorrow.
Like tomorrow. And secondly, the Victory Creek Trail grant. The trail itself is under DNR review at this point. Our paperwork is done on this side, so we just have to wait for them. And attended the Tuesday night Public Works meeting, took some of their input as far as our the language in our complete streets material, and then we'll bring that forward to the common council.
Okay. Ms. Fuller?
Just a quick question, and this might be either for John or for Jack or Bull. If we get the street to Marquette, one of my concerns, and even after the Sandy Hook shooting, if you looked at that school from an aerial, the Sandy Hook school, the access to that school was similar in some respects to what we have at the Pleasant View School, where there's a limited access getting to that school, and some of the issues that they had with parents trying to get to the school during what was a terrible crisis, and then emergency vehicles also trying to make that drive. And I know when we're talking about our trail, we were hoping to eliminate perhaps that issue for Pleasant View by bringing emergency vehicles across that bridge, which was, as Jack pointed out, was an agricultural bridge to tractors. So you don't think we need? I don't think it would hold.
Might hold though.
Sure. Anyway, but the might idea is now that we have Marquette, we can just keep that as a pedestrian.
Just so, former fire chief, told me repeatedly that he would get emergency staff in there, no matter what it was. And the other thing is the scenario was painted by people outside the city of Franklin. Was if that street, maybe this happens. There'd be a lot of ifs to take place before the streets would be blocked. And, I don't know that the council members necessarily ever bought into that whole scenario. I kind of felt like somebody was putting a gun to my head.
But this seems to eliminate this issue.
I think with the issue, had the issue just come forward and people said, you know, there's a lot of congestion when we're dropping off the kids and picking the kids up, I think this would have been rectified 1,000 years ago. If that would have happened, this would have been taken care of a long time. It's only recently that we got there. So, where are we? We got to connect. Future meetings.
Regular schedule. We have some things going through the review process now, so we'll probably have items for the next agenda.
Okay. Anything further? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I say the motion carries. We are adjourned.